Hello and welcome everybody to Press TV special coverage of the assault on Gaza. Israeli forces have launched fresh attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip as Tel Aviv's offensive against the Palestinians in the besieged Gaza Strip enters day 8. This new wave of deadly Israeli assaults on the Gaza Strip has claimed at least 138 lives with well over 1,000 injured amidst talks of a ceasefire. The death toll, unfortunately, is expected to rise as some of the injured are in critical condition. Now, in recent developments today, we've seen that 138 Palestinians at least have been killed. More than 1,100 people have also been injured. But the Palestinian resistance fighters have also fought back at Israel with a salvo of missiles and rockets. We are seeing live images of the skyline of Gaza. A cloud of smoke is once again rising up in the air to show that the Israeli assaults are still continuing. For more insight now, we're joined by our guest from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, Mr. Elias Farhad. He is a retired army general joining us to contribute to the program. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, let's talk about the increased Israeli aggression on day 8 amidst all these talks of a ceasefire. What has been the major impediment to a halt in the aggression against Gaza?
Yes, the Israeli escalated their attacks against Gaza by more airstrikes and more killing of civilians in order to pressure the Palestinian people in Gaza and the resistance in Gaza to accept the Israeli conditions for the ceasefire that was negotiated during the last 48 hours through the Egyptian mediation. Now, the issue is the resistance will stay or will be undermined in this attack. This is the issue which is dominates all the negotiations. The Israeli wants a truce for 15 years without any commitment to stop aggression or to lift the siege on Gaza, while the resistance wants to stop the Israeli airstrikes against Gaza first of all and lift the siege in order to stop firing missiles on the Israeli settlements. Now, as long as the Palestinian resistance in Gaza stick to its resistance and to its the demands of lifting the siege and halting the air attacks against Gaza, the Israel will escalate, and supported by the United States and especially the recent visit of Mrs. Clinton, the Secretary of State, which is trying now to place the Obama administration's in the middle of all the diplomatic and political movements in the region. Now, we expect more aggression, more airstrikes against Gaza, and more response from the resistance against the Israeli settlements and cities.
Well, this ceasefire that is currently being mulled over was a regional initiative with Egypt mediating the ceasefire talks. But my question is, why no action on behalf of the international community and from the international body, the United Nations?
President Morsi, during the funeral of his sister yesterday, promised that there will be a ceasefire in the midnight. And unfortunately, it didn't happen. And on the international level, you know that the Russian Federation proposed to the Security Council a ceasefire resolution, but it was met by an objection of the United States ambassador to the United Nations, Mrs. Rice. They refused any condemnation to Israel, any mentioning that Israel is committing attacks against civilians and killing children and women in Gaza. So this is because the United States now stopped any movement in the Security Council by objection against all the the proposals or the draft resolutions that mention the Israeli aggressions against Gaza. So now the diplomatic and the political movement returned back to the region by the visit of Mrs. Clinton to Israel and to the Palestinian Authority and to Egypt. And now it depends upon what Israel will, Mrs. Clinton will carry with her, initiative or a proposal, or just only supporting Israel in its attacks. So I don't think that the international community will intervene or will move to stop this aggression against the civilians in Gaza. The Europeans make the distance from this conflict, and we didn't hear any real or concrete diplomatic initiatives or political initiative to stop this aggression. Mr. Fabius, the French foreign minister, visited Ramallah and Israel, but it seemed that even in the media, it was absent. This visit was absent, and because it does not contain any concrete proposals for stopping this aggression against the people of Gaza.
What do you have to say about the collective response that Arab countries have given to the crisis in Gaza? Would you think that, given the change of equations following the revolutions in those Arab countries, that we would have expected a different response to another assault on Gaza?
I think the Arab people are upset of this diplomatic movement. The Arab delegation visited Gaza yesterday as a humanitarian delegation of a Red Cross visiting a catastrophe or a disaster or a flood or a fire that hit Gaza, and not an Israeli aggression and attack against Gaza. We didn't hear from them any support to the resistance of the Palestinian people. We didn't hear from them any commitment to lift the siege against Gaza, especially from Egypt. We didn't hear from them any disapproval for the aggression against Israel. We didn't hear from them any call for the United Nations to convene or for the Security Council to convene under Chapter 7, as they used to call for Syria or for other crises. So people are upset of this diplomatic or humanitarian, what they called it, that they are first degree or first class tourists to Gaza. So this is why this visit is fruitless and will not lead to any ceasefire or any political settlement or any truce in Gaza. Still now the negotiations with the leadership of Hamas and the resistance is on its way to achieve a ceasefire that will keep the resistance alive and its infrastructure in Gaza and lift the siege, and with a commitment from the Israel that it will not commit any aggression or attack against Gaza.
Right.
And this will need a guarantee from the Arab mediator, Egypt.
Mr. Farhad, you mentioned some interesting points there, but my question goes beyond that. I want to know why. Why can't the Arab countries push for the lifting of the siege on Gaza? Why doesn't Egypt push for the opening of the Rafah crossing? And why hasn't there been any international hard, tangible international action on an international level, for example, at the United Nations? I want to know why.
The United States and the Security Council is preventing any international movement or any international resolution because the contacts with the Russian representative in the United Nations did not lead to any agreement about minimum agreement about any resolution or appeal from the United Nations for a ceasefire. This in the international level, the United States is pressuring to stop any movement. On the level of the Arab countries, now you know that Egypt is now as if it is, seems in a gray area. It wants the relations with the United States. It wants to abide by the agreements of Camp David and the peace treaty with Israel. And in the same time, it wants to support the Muslim Brotherhood in Hamas and the resistance. And it's now impossible in this situation in Gaza to combine between these two contrasts with each other. So it's time for the choice in the Egyptian leadership to side to the Palestinian people and to support them, or to side with the United States and the Israel Egyptian peace treaty. This is why now we see that the Egyptian diplomacy is paralyzed, and because it wants to choose one of two ways. We are in a turning point. They have to choose either this way or that way. The longer the fight in Gaza, that will embarrass them and oblige them to take the real position with the people of Gaza and with their brothers in the Muslim Brotherhood in Gaza.
From Gaza, and also thanks to our guest, retired Army General Mr. Elias Farha, joining us from Beirut. It's the eighth day of the Israeli aggression on Gaza. At least 139 Palestinians have been killed, over 1,200 injured. Many areas in Gaza has been reduced to rubble, and still no action on behalf of the international community and the United Nations. Of course, we are going to keep you posted on all the latest details from the Gaza Strip here on Press TV. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the international news. Bye-bye.